Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nageeling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nageeling. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nageeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nageeling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Chris Cola hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Spence for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. Criscola strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The ball gets by early. He chases the ball to the backstop. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chartak strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Johnny Nagieling. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Mike Krivic pinch runs for Vern Stevens. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 3 in the game. Criscola hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Hefner now playing second base. George Caster now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan bunts for an out with unknown description. Early moves to second. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak strikes out. The ball gets by Early. He chases the ball to the backstop. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.